In just a minute, we will ask our panelists, now that Russia's out of the G8, what will they join? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidators, supporting the Ronald McDonald House Charities, the National Braille Press, and NPR. Information at lumberliquidators.com. The Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front line of social change worldwide at fordfoundation.org. And Angie's List, providing reviews of local roofers, painters, landscapers, and plumbers to keep the consumer informed. More at angieslist.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes the limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our CFO is Ann Nguyen. Our intern is Seth Cab for Cutie Kelly. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Stolarchek and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover, Miles Dornbos, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction, Lorna White. Special thanks this week to Gary Yeck. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, no more G8. What will Russia join? Roy Blunt Jr.
It's going to take a little sort of change of pace and join the fashion firm Dolce and Gabbana.
Kerry O'Connor.
Russia will join the cast of the Real Housewives of the former USSR.
Tom Baudet.
Well, they're going to form their own organization and begin recruiting new members for the Association of Soviet-like States Happy to Be Attacked and Taken Over, or also known as Asshat.
Well, if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Roy Blunt Jr., Kerry O'Connor, and Tom Baudet. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Mike Pesca. Peter Sagal will be back with you next week. This is NPR.